This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Okay, Joey Pals, presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport, flypsp.com. They have doubled the number of restaurants. They're adding Amazon, just walk-out shopping, and duty-free shopping.
Hey, Joey Pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
So, in the treasure chest, you've got passes to the Camelot Theater for a free movie. And that's psculturalcenter.org, 325-6565. And remember, it's the home of the best popcorn in town. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. The website is jtsdinerpalmdesert.com, 674-7600. And then two more restaurants, movies and food. I love it. Lu Chow's, you've got a gift certificate. They're in the Rim Rock Shopping Center. I went there with my son Trevor the other night. They've got this new wonderful wonton soup. Yum! Lu Chow's, palmsprings.com, 655-0045.
Hello, Joey Pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lu Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lu Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
And then Dan's other restaurant, Oscars Cafe and Bar, OscarsPalmSprings.com, 325-1188. And they've got shows almost every night. They've got bitchiest brunch on the weekends. It's wonderful. So all those things go to one person. Let me rethink. I forgot how many children Kathy has. Is it 4? I think it's 4. How many do you have, Robert?
I have 2.
4 and 2 is 6. And my 3 is 9. We'll take the 9th caller, Joey Pals. 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 9, I'll mail Camelot, JT's, Lu Chow's, I may keep that. Oscars, out to you. Merry Christmas, and thank you for making this show what you have. I am in my 27th year. Look who's in the house. Merry Christmas, almost, Robert.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and happy holidays.
Well, it's Wednesday, December 21st, so Christmas Eve day is Friday, right?
Saturday
is Christmas Eve day.
Yeah.
And then, right, then Sunday is Christmas, which is kind of nice. That doesn't happen all the time.
And I think we've started Hanukkah.
Yes. Monday was Hanukkah.
Yeah, Christmas Eve is the last day of Hanukkah.
Okay. We've got it all covered. Right. Where will you spend Christmas, dear?
I am actually going to spend part of it here. And I'm going to be with my girlfriend. We're going to her nephew's house. There's some relatives coming in, so we'll do a nice Christmas dinner there.
Perfect.
And then my two sons come in around the 28th, 29th, and we'll have them for New Year's Eve.
Oh, family.
Yep.
Okay. Boy, I was telling Rick earlier, I have trouble reading the questions I write down for you. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, and I couldn't read all 4 of them.
Okay.
What did I give you?
You gave me... what's the story on Roundup?
Oh, yes.
Section 14.
Yes.
And what's happening there? And
the cryptocurrency.
Third one was cryptocurrency.
The fourth one's, I Googled it. Oh. The lady from Walmart had warned the company that the guy was dangerous when she'd seen him in the store, and then he ended up going in and shooting people.
Right.
So.
Whether you got a lawsuit there or not,
she,
I think she was
suing Walmart.
Because yeah, they failed to... but, you know, that's one of those fine lines. Someone says, I think this person's acting crazy. Well...
Are you looking at me?
There's a lot of crazies out there. And which ones are really crazy and which ones are just a little bit off? And it's, you know, hard to say.
Is there a legal responsibility? Is there a legal ramification? Don't you always tell us if you see something, err on the side of
reporting,
safety? Yeah, report it.
Now, whether can the families of the victims then sue Walmart because they were on notice that this person was mentally stable, unstable? The person who told Walmart's got no.
Okay.
You know, I mean, they're not entitled to anything. They just say, hey, I think this person is acting strange. You need to investigate it and refer to their
grounds.
Yeah, it's their human resources department and their security department that should be checking that out.
So it's the victims.
But it's the victims who might have, and probably will. Saying you had noticed that this person was unstable and had been making threats, and you even had noticed that he bought a gun because he bought it at Walmart.
And they probably got video.
Yeah.
Of course.
But, you know, selling guns are legal in, you know, most states, including South Carolina.
So. Wow. Okay, question number one. He was very prepared. He has it. Which one do you want to do next?
Let's just tackle Bitcoin for a moment.
Will you explain that to me?
And I'll do this by two apocryphal stories.
Okay.
But first of all right, Bitcoin was invented by somebody 10, 15 years ago. It's this very complicated computer algorithm. And then they claim there's only so many of these, you know, in this thing. And you can buy bits of it and trade it like a currency. And you buy it and you store it in what's called a blockchain. Now, this is pushing the extent of my computer knowledge of things.
Yeah, I'm lost.
And you can trade them on trade exchanges, all that stuff. You have a special key. It's only worth what somebody else thinks it's worth. You know, it's not backed by the federal government. It's not backed by gold. It's not backed by real estate. It's backed by the hopes that someone will give you, you know, we'll exchange your Bitcoin for some product, service, or cash.
That scares me.
Yeah. It should.
I mean,
as two stories.
Okay.
Talking to my younger son, and I said, what are you doing? Anything with Bitcoin? And he's 23. And he said, I put $2,000 into Bitcoin, and when it hit $12,000, I accomplished my goal. I sold it and I paid off my student loan.
He got real money.
He put real money into it to buy $2,000 worth, and then when it rose, like almost like buying a stock or something, but it's not, you know, backed by the products and services of profits of a corporation. And when the value got bid up to $12,000 for his number of Bitcoin, he sold it, took that cash, paid off his student loan.
So that was a good story.
Yeah. And then my older son is, and I say he's my special one, because my older son tested with an IQ of 168 when he was 11 years old. Because he's higher than Einstein's.
Yes. My son, Trevor, would say, have we had that checked lately?
Yeah.
Every time I tell Trevor how high my IQ is, he looks and says, have we had that calibrated lately?
He went to college at 14, dropped out at 18.
Wow.
Google found him at 19 because he learned how to program computers at age
9.
Yeah, pretty much. He could do cubes in his head at age 4. But he learned how to program computers at age 9, never looked back. And Google hired him when he was 19 years old. And he's now a software engineer level 4. And probably next year will be level 5, which, you know, means he still makes a lot more money than I do. And
to the moon, Alice.
Yeah, and he only turns 20. He turns 28 Christmas Eve. So and I said, Jack.
He was born on Christmas Eve.
Born on Christmas Eve.
I rest my case.
Our little Christmas gift.
Yes.
And I said, Jack, you know, you're the smartest guy in computers I know. What do you think about Bitcoin? And he said, personally, Dad, I think it's a giant Ponzi scheme.
Yes.
And it's not backed by anything, and you're a fool to invest. So that's just my personal opinion. Now, there have been people who have made lots of money with Bitcoin. There have been people who have lost lots of money. But you have to realize it's like, you know, we put our money in the bank because we know if the bank fails, the federal government will stand up and give us our money back. You know, through the FDIC insurance, and every bank pays into the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which is set up by the federal government. So if a bank fails, there's money to pay off the depositors. And insurance companies have pretty much the same thing, although it's regulated by the states.
Are none of these cyber, what do you call it, crypto coins, like the one Sam Bankman-Fried was doing, are none of them legit? Are they all the same? That's what I'm asking.
I don't think any of them. I think they're all the same, and they're not. I don't think they're legit, but, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And back in the 17th century, you had people in Holland who were paying the equivalent of $10,000 for a tulip bulb.
And chocolate used to be used as money.
Yeah.
So and there.
You know, and real estate, you know, back here, we all know what real estate was doing in the 2005, 6, 7, and I didn't think it could sustain those values, and it couldn't, and it ultimately collapsed.
Has anybody come to you in your capacity as a lawyer and ask you to help them get their money back? Because you have no recourse, do you?
You don't. No one has come to me. I know there are lawsuits that are being filed. In the case of Friedman Bank or
Bankman-Fried,
there are allegations there that he was manipulating the market, that he was running for these things, and there were some fraudulent statements being made and everything else like that. So, yeah, they're being sued, but so what are you going to get?
Where are you going to get the money? Yeah. It's gone. Yeah. It was never there.
It was just, it's like, you know, back in the early 19th century, you know, you'd go to the Bank of Palm Springs and you'd put your money there. And, you know, the banker would give you a 3% interest. He'd lend it out at 4%, and he'd go home at 5 o'clock. That was the old, you know, banking business model, 3, 4, 5.
Banker's hours.
But, you know, what happened then is somebody robbed the bank. If they made bad loans and they weren't, you know, the bank didn't get the money back, you were stuck. And that was, you know, and that's why, you know, starting in the 1930s, we created the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to protect people who had invested in banks whose loans had failed. So,
in the 3 minutes we've got left, which do you want to do, Section 14 or Roundup?
Section 14, that's an interesting lawsuit. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. If people may not be aware, but back in the 1950s or 60s, the Agua Caliente tribe and the city leaders decided that they wanted to move all African Americans out of the section of land of downtown Palm Springs.
African Americans or Native Americans?
No, they wanted to get rid of the African Americans.
Oh, I thought it was the Native
Americans. No, the Native Americans owned the land.
It was part of the reservation. See, that's why I need you.
It's part of the reservation. And they wanted to move it out as part of, you know, we lived in a segregated society in those days. And most of those people moved up to the area that they now call Gateway.
Yes.
And now they're suing, claiming that they were improperly evicted from their land, and they want compensation for it. Never was really their land. It was the tribe's land.
But
they did have some leasehold interest in it or some rights to it. Where that lawsuit will go, I don't know. You got statute of limitation problems. You got fact problems. But, you know, there was just a suit that was settled off of that it was an African-American family or several of them that owned a bunch of land down on, either by Huntington, somewhere on Southern California beach towns.
Oh, okay.
And they just got like about $178 million because they were forcibly evicted from their land even though they had legal title to it. But that's a different story than what we got going here. And I'm not sure what gave them the right to sue. And it may have been that the state of California has passed some statute to allow that, to address past discrimination. Sounds like something the state of California would do.
Dude, to continue the conversation, we gave your name to somebody when we were doing the show Monday or Tuesday to continue the conversation with Robert L. Firth. How do you call?
Law offices of Robert L. Firth, located on Adelina Road in Cathedral City. Phone number 760-770-4066. And you can always find me on the web at firthlaw.com.
This will all be up on joeyenglish.com. Where will you spend? Oh, you already told me where you're going to spend Christmas.
I'm going to be here from.
And if you see Santa, tell him I've been very good.
Okay.
Merry Christmas,
Robert.
Merry
Christmas to you, too.
Joey Pals,
Here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. And remember, go with me next March to Dubai. Phone 322-1247 or visit ACT-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Okay, Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership. Her website is astrologyworldnews.com. Now, the Capricorn sign begins December 22nd this year. Capricorns are usually busy with work and solving problems for other people. This is normal for Capricorns. At this time, they are more concerned with what governments are planning to do and with dollars and savings. Oh no, Mercury retrograde begins December 29th until the end of day, January 17th, 2023. So watch contracts, check the details before you sign to make sure it's what you wanted. Now remember, Dana has taught us that retrogrades don't necessarily mean negative things, it just means more intense things. Check it all out, astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency reminds you of current water restrictions. No sprinklers during daylight hours. Restaurants can only serve water upon request. If you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O. If you want to know about grass removal funding for low-income residents, dwa.org/grass. And the main website is dwa.org. Just fabulous, that website I'm so fond of. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Get ready for Christmas. Ooh, it's getting a little late. With their fabulous selection of ornaments that have probably almost sold out. I think he told us he had 14,000 of them. 20% off all Christmas trees. There's a huge order of books, gifts, candles, more. Don't forget birthdays, weddings, and a new collection of retro pool floats if any of you are still in your pools. It's a little chilly. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo, L-A-L-O, Visions, says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week, day, month, year, tomorrow holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit his website, Lalo, that's L-A-L-O, lalovisions.com. Great gift idea. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has special holiday schedule for Santa. They have the ride and dine with the tram ticket and dinner at Pines Cafe, only $38. That includes the tram ticket and dinner at Pines Cafe for adults. They have choir performances on selected Thursday, Friday, Saturdays. You just got to go to the website, pstramway.com, and remember, that's a wonderful place to send your holiday, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah visitors. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the Coachella Valley, and also the wonderful films, don't forget. psculturalcenter.org. Pick from these. Sundays with Keisha D. Weekly. Monday, Petite Mon Petit Salon weekly. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor weekly. I don't know what's happening to Life is a Cabaret since Les Michaels passed away. So check that on the website. Thursdays, Cocktail Classics on Selected Evenings. What a lovely menu. PSCulturalCenter.org. Thus, endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Well, maybe not so good. Tomorrow, Joey Pals, part two of our interview with Rick Ferns in the Talk of Stars. Until then, you be well and all the best.